Chanel went out. I was alone for 3 hours. If Nick wasn't at home, there's Chanel, and if Chanel wasn't, no one wasn't. Nick was always going to his so-called meetings. One day I'll pay a visit. And meanwhile I was thinking, the door flunged open and Chanel came in, with blood all over his t-shirt. What happened? I came running to him. I was standing too close to a chicken that's being slaughtered, you know? He laughed, thinking I'd laugh too. Why would he go to a slaughterhouse? I was buying chickens. And where is the chicken then? Oops. I think I left them in the car. He didn't go to his car. Instead, he went to change. Aren't you taking the meat? Yeah, in a minute. I wasn't gonna let the meat stink in the car. I went to take it, but where is it? I spoke softly to myself as I saw nothing but a knife and scissors in blood. I came back. Chanel? I called him as I came into my apartment. Yeah? What's with the knife and scissors? You went to the car? I had to. No, you don't. Guys, a voice from the front door. Nick, you're back? Yeah, babe, I came back early for you, you know. Yeah, 4 hours later. Thanks. I bought something for you. He came closer to me, dropping his bag on the floor. Roses, I said. You don't like them? Of course, I love them. I hugged him, but something caught my attention. Nick, why is your shirt stained with blood? He took a glance at where I was referring to. Oh, this? That's nothing. I was eating a wounded cat. Cats? You hate cats. Yeah, but you love them. That doesn't have to do with anything. Relax. Let me take a shower first, okay? He pecked my red cheeks. I ignored Chanel till... Can we talk? He asked. We already are. Please. I looked at him and nodded slightly. I thought you were gonna have a movie night with Nick. Looks like he fell asleep. Lucky me. Chanel avoided the topic and said, where's your ring? I took my ring off. We were both referring to my engagement ring. Oh, he looked away. I still kept ours. I see you didn't, he laughed. Wrong. He kissed my forehead and took out his locket, which was hidden under his t-shirt. I didn't notice he wore that all the time, ever since I met him again. Kept it around my neck the whole time, never losing it, never wanting it away from me, he said. I thought you didn't take anything that reminded you of me when he left. Took our memories. I took this ring. As I was about to speak, his phone vibrated. First, it was Nick. Now Chanel. Nothing seems to be right. Yara? He answered the call. Yara, where are you? Stop talking so fast. Tell me properly. I was worried as well as Chanel. I couldn't hear her voice, but I heard throws, hits, and smashes. Then... Chanel, I love you. She broke her words before screaming in pain. Who was hurting her? Yara? Yara? Chanel shouted to the phone, hoping she'd answer back. I went straight to my bedroom, wanting to tell Nick what had happened. Where is Nick? I asked Chanel, who was now freaking out. Isn't he sleeping? He's not here. I rang up Nick. He declined my call. Something is wrong. I was dialing Yara's number. I turned on the TV as I was calling her. A dead body found in LA. The body was covered with worms, ants, roaches, and flies. This was a terrible murder. Policemen and detectives are investigating. Still, we remind all of you women, please take care of yourselves and the ones you love. A killer is on the loose. Who's that? I was surprised by the voice suddenly existing behind me. I was about to say I don't know to Nick, who is now taking a sip of his coke, but... That's Yara, Chanel said, trying to hold back tears from hitting the hearth. What? What? I called her friends. She's dead. He was already tearing up. I couldn't help but react the same. Nick apparently stood silently, just watching us. After some time. Are you okay, Nick? I asked my boyfriend. No, fiancé. I told you I'll eat when I'm hungry, Nick yelled, almost making me fall from where I was sitting. After that incident about Yara, things started changing. Not for the better, obviously. Just that I don't get why Nick's being depressed even more than Chanel about Yara. I've never seen him at this rate. I took a huge risk by asking him again. Babe, please just... I don't need or want to eat. Just get the hell out. He pushed me from sitting beside him to the floor. I looked at him, nearly teary. I was just gonna ask you to try talking to me about what's bugging you. Don't you realize I'm here? Why the hell am I invisible to you now? He got up to come get me and I assume, apologize. Too late. I was heading to the bedroom. I'm sorry, let me make it up, huh? I added laughter, sarcasm, and continued. You said that a billion times yet. You come home late, you ignore me. Now you're grieving over someone you met just twice. You're grieving to an extent which makes it look like you did something. He slapped me. This would be the second time he ever did so. Don't judge me, then try explaining to me about your wedding DVD. Why hide it from me, huh? Somehow he changed the topic. But I had to answer him. It was the past. Really? So tell me, is Chanel in your past now? His voice was unstable. I was about to answer, but... Hey! Chanel. He was bringing the groceries. There were too many till some of the things he bought were falling out from the plastic bags. Chanel! Nick looked at me, then walked. No. He stomped to Chanel, who was picking up the things. Hey, bro, you back? Chanel asked Nick with a huge smile. Then, Nick started punching and hitting Chanel. Nick, stop, please! I tried pulling him away. Chanel was defending himself with the help of his arms, but they were not helping. He was already bruised terribly. Nick, please, please, just let him go. Please, Nick. I was crying, begging him to stop. Why on earth are you crying? He yelled at me in front of Chanel. Don't even touch her. Chanel, trying to stand up, defending me before Nick made a move to hit me. I've never seen him this furious. You're going to punch me back? Nick knew it was impossible. Chanel answered. He looked at me as if saying, don't worry. I'm marrying her. He was trying his best to hold on to those tears. You. Nick was already clenching his fist to start round two, but I hugged him right away to calm him down. And he did. He stood still. Slowly he stroked my hair. I'm marrying you, Nick. Yes is a yes. It's you. I'm marrying you. With that, I kissed his forehead. I was still having tears and red eyes. What? I heard Chanel whisper to himself. I turned to face him. It was hard to say, but I did. What we had, Chanel? It's nothing. Maybe because you were here and Nick wasn't. And the dates? They were nothing. I felt like drowning myself in a river of lies. You don't mean that? He was putting, not letting his eyes glance away. I'm letting you go. No. Yes. I should have done that from the day you walked out from the door. You know I love you. I still do. Now I realized how much he meant that. Get out, Chanel. I tried to stay strong. You're lying. You know how I feel. You know how you feel. Chanel yelled helplessly. Believe me. I pulled off the ring from my finger and tossed it to the ground. Take the trash away. Now. Please, Chanel, don't make it harder for me. He went to pick the ring up, held it firmly in his hands and came closer to me. Trash, huh? I stood still, not wanting to make eye contact. So I was trash too. I stood still. Chanel, please just go. I can't bear seeing you like this. Just like some trash. I'll go. He headed to the door, turning to give his last words. Treat her right, he referred to me, looking sharply at Nick. There he goes. Again. He left. This time, it hurts even more. Don't worry. I'll be here, okay? Nick cupped myself in his hands and pressed me close to his chest, giving me comfort, but I wasn't comforted at all. I lost Chanel. And this time, I wasn't sure he was coming back.